Earlier this summer, Death Cab for Cutie released an EP called The Open Door. Not an album like Narrow Stairs, rather some music that the band wanted to get out in between albums. We emphasize that this performance and conversation took place here at the World Cafe earlier this summer because in talking with Ben Gibbard and Chris Waller from the band, we mentioned Gibbard's engagement to actress Zooey Deschanel. Well, the nuptials have actually taken place since then. I started out by asking Chris Waller if the Open Door EP could be considered songs that didn't make it onto the Narrow Stairs album.
Yeah, I mean, it's more a matter of, like, when you're working on, you know, when any of, like, 18 or 20 songs are in the running for an album, you know when you're working on it that they're not all going to make the record. And some of them just naturally make more intuitive sense at the time. And like the four songs on the EP that didn't make the album are just songs that didn't, you know, sometimes things just need to sit for a while before you figure out what the magic ingredient is that makes them sort of pop into focus. So,
well, and a song like Little Bribes was, you know, outside of the fact that we had attempted to record it while we were making the record, and it didn't quite come out the way we wanted it to, so we ended up re-recording it last fall, and we got a far more superior version. But I think, you know, with a song like that, I'm very proud of that song and kind of the narrative of that song. But when you compare that to the songs that are on Narrow Stairs, it's an outlier thematically to those the album. So, you know, when we were kind of going over the songs in pre-production, and Little Bribes came up, you know, we were all like, well, we really like this, but It's a complete outlier as far as the, you know, the lyrical content of the album, and it would just really stick out like a sore thumb, regardless of how, you know, how good or, you know, how good the song ended up turning out in the studio.
Well, your sense is right. It's a really great song. What was your casino experience like that led to this?
You know, I mean, it was just kind of a series of different kind of, different kind of things that, you know, we had passed through Las Vegas a number of times on tour, and I just kind of had been compiling a lot of these little, you know, kind of images in my mind. And you know, there was a song I'd written for Plans that had a line about the slot machines greeting us like robot amputees, and I liked this idea of, I really liked that image, and I really like it too, and I was hoping to kind of be able to recycle it somewhere else, and so, you know, I think that, you know, the more times we passed through Las Vegas, I kept compiling all these images, and I find it to be an incredibly fascinating place.
And visually, certainly.
Yeah.
And then sociologically.
On all fronts, it's an incredibly interesting place. And, you know, I didn't want this song to necessarily be a kiss-off by any stretch of the imagination, but I wanted it to just be this, you know, amalgamation of different kind of experiences that kind of make this very interesting place.
Yeah, you're narrowing down the places you can go back to. I mean, you did your Los Angeles kiss-off song.
right.
Now you're Las Vegas. But this is Little Bribes, and this is a performance live on stage from Death Cab for Cutie.
The basement. wish fulfilled in a desert for a dollar bill. Those foolish dreams, you know, they plague me still. Oh, come on. You know, so empty were the faces of the dealers and the waitresses all around. You know, so empty were the faces of the dealers and the waitresses all around.
Empty. Thank you very much. With nothing.
That's My Mirror Speaks from the Open Door EP, which is out now. Five songs, four that were originally recorded for Narrow Stairs, and a kind of cool demo version also. And we're getting a chance to talk today with Chris and Ben about the album. I also wanted to, you do Grapevine Fires. I know you're going to do that song, mm-hmm. Which is on Narrow Stairs. And I suppose one of the reasons you're doing it is because there's a really neat video out that was done by Walter Robot, the two guys who are Walter Robot. What's it like for you to give a song to visual artists and have them come back to you with, you know, what you, when you see it? Do you like to not give them any input and let them go with their own vision, or how does that work?
Well, I mean, we kind of tend to, you know, we did a project that Nick spearheaded on the last record called Directions. It was a collection of small, relatively low budget videos that we kind of, Nick, you know, we all curated, but Nick had the real hand in kind of putting that together, and along with Aaron Stewart on, who's a video director and friend of ours. And you know, I'm the most interested in people's visual impressions of our songs when we're not available to be in the visual representation, because I think that when you take the band out of a video, you know, a large part of what could be represented is now gone. I mean, there's not the guitar player doing his guitar solo and the singer singing. It's like there has to be a whole series of images that stand in place for the band not being there to perform their song. And sometimes, and with, you know, with this particular video for Grapevine Fires, I mean, I was just absolutely blown away at how beautiful it was, you know, when the video came in, and that it really kind of towed that line between, you know, literal and kind of and figurative, and I'm really impressed with it, and I like being able to turn things over to people and see what they do. I mean, none of us are necessarily interested in kind of, even amongst the band. I mean, I like being able to write a song and turn it over to my bandmates and see what they come up with. I mean, every once in a while there's a song that I like the way it is, and you know, we're always striking a balance of that. But I think we've always been really good at turning things over.
So let's play that. This is from live on stage, an acoustic version of Grapevine Fires.
When the wind picked up, the fire spread, and the grapevine scene left for dead. Sky looked like the end of days, the end of days. And the wake-up call to a rented room sounded like an alarm of impending doom to warn us it's only a matter of time before we all
double shifts with prayers for rain on their lips. They knew it was only a matter of time.
Thank you.
Grapevine Fires from our guest today, Death Cab for Cutie on the World Cafe. And we're going to get to another one from the new EP called The Open Door. And I don't know, Ben, you have a song called Diamond and a Tether and you get engaged. You got to expect someone's going to mention something.
Well, yeah, I mean, these songs were all written during a very different time in my life. So, you know, I think it's in people are, I think it's understandable for people to question that. But, you know, as in the same way that we want to kind of keep all these songs together in some kind of, you know, that this is an extension of the record. I mean, these songs are also an extension of where I was when I was writing a lot of this material.
So this is Diamond and a Tether.
Pity, take pity on me, 'cause I'm not half the man that I should be. Always turning to run from the people I should not be afraid of. And darling, you should know that I have fantasies about being alone. Like love is a lesson I can't learn, so I make the same mistakes at each familiar turn. I know you can't hold out forever, waiting on a diamond and a tether. Boy who won't swim, but who will dip his toe in just to keep you here with him. I've got this habit I abhor. When we go out, I'm always watching the door. Gonna see who could outdo the things that you do to me. And I know you can't hold out forever, waiting on a diamond and a tether from a boy who won't fly, but who will take the skies if he thinks that you're about to say goodbye. I'm not half the man that I should be. And I don't blame you if you've had enough of all these empty promises and countless bluffs. I know you can't hold out forever, waiting on a diamond and tether from a boy who won't jump when he falls in love, or he just stands with his toes on the edge and he waits for it to disappear. again.
Thank you.
That's Diamond in a Tether from Death Cab for Cutie, and we're talking with Ben Gibbard and Chris Walla about this new EP that is out. And there are those who have said, and I just facetiously point this out, gee, they bought themselves some more time before having to write a new album. Do you get nervous about having to go into creative mode again, or are you always in that mode?
Your writing muscles kind of atrophy a little bit when you don't use them. And I think that I've learned by this point that, you know, when I first kind of dive in to start the writing process for a new record, it's going to be a little sluggish at first. But the longer I kind of stay at it and the more active I am and the more I'm working at it. And, you know, when I'm at home and we're not touring and we're not actively doing band things, I mean, I'm going to my studio every day while if I can, you know, and trying to work on songs. So, you know, I mean, to double back to what a little something we were talking a little bit earlier, it's like, you know, every record is kind of, you know, it's like my and all of our kind of fiscal year, you know, it kind of we speak about, you know, events that happened in our real lives in relation to what album we were promoting at the time, you know, and so, you know, those records kind of every record kind of encapsulates a particular, you know, a general kind of place that I am as a songwriter in my life, and so you know, I don't necessarily kind of get worried about not writing again. I think it's more just a case of just, you know, just kind of you just have to kind of work at it. It's not something that there's very little romance to writing songs. You know, for me at least. I mean, I just, you know, sometimes you get a moment that just, you know, you go in, you spend 2 weeks trying to write and it doesn't work. And then in 15 minutes, you know, I write I'll Follow You in the Dark. And then, you know, those 2 weeks of not getting anything kind of led up to this 15-minute window that this song seemed to come out of nowhere. I'm not necessarily in that mode right now, but I kind of switch into it and try to kind of work while I can.
I guess they call it being in the weeds.
Yeah. Well, and a friend of mine always refers to it as, you know, being a songwriter, and she just says it's like, I mean, being a songwriter means you have to pull things out of thin air. I mean, it's like it defies the laws of physics. Like, you have to make something from nothing. You know, I mean, 1 minute there's nothing there, the next minute there's something there, and you know, it's a very ethereal kind of, you know, way to kind of think about it. But I like that way of thinking about it, where, you know, yes, of course it's difficult to write songs. You have to pull something out of nothing, you know.
Well, we were talking about Little Bribes and about some of the images in that relate to Las Vegas. And I was wondering, thinking about that, and actually you're about to do a version of Title and Registration, that you're right. I'm wondering what kind of fiction writing you enjoy, because you love to tell a story in the details. Mm-hmm. Title and Registration tells like a really sad story in the mm-hmm. details of a glove compartment. Mm-hmm. Are there types of fiction, certain authors you like?
I mean, I love Raymond Carver. I mean, Raymond Carver.
I was
going
to suggest
it. Yeah, I love Raymond Carver. I've always been a huge Kerouac fan. I one of my favorite books of the last, I guess it's maybe been over 10 years now, but a book of poetry by this guy David Berman, who's a musician as well. He has a band called The Silver Jews, a book called Actual Air, which is just a beautiful, beautiful book of poetry that I really like. And I'm not really a connoisseur of poetry per se, but yeah, I mean, I like, you know, I think that, you know, there's so many interesting things happening in day-to-day life, and I, you know, I just like to kind of, I'm interested more in those details than I am in the larger, grandiose ones.
Well, there are details in this. This is Title and Registration.
Swift orderly change. yourself a better life. I was searching for some legal documents as the rain beat down on the hood when I stumbled upon pictures I tried to forget.
Title and registration from Death Cab for Cutie, playing live today on the World Cafe, on stage at World Cafe Live. And our thanks to Chris Walla and Ben Gibbard for elucidating. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having
David.
Us.